our collective hope is stronger than any fear. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. This is an offered intention, but of course, if there's something you are working on or anything else that you would like to bring into today's session, you are more than welcome to do so. To begin, I am going to light some Palo Santo just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and you are able to do so. And begin to deepen your breath. I invite you to relax into your body. Feel your weight sinking into the soles of your feet. Maybe your sits bones or your back if you're sitting or laying. And feel the support from the earth below you. And notice how you're feeling physically, if there's any tightness or stiffness in the breath there. Mentally, emotionally, if there's tightness or stiffness in the breath there too. The breath can support you just like the earth can. And just notice what arises and allow. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, really fill up those lungs, fill up your belly like a balloon. And exhale. And tune in to the collective, to all of the people across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. When you are ready, you can slowly let your breath return to a normal rhythm and gently open your eyes. Okay, I am going to start shuffling our cards for today. And I want you to tune back in to our intention of space and justice. And anything else that you may have brought to mind at the beginning of today's session. Justice work seems almost more important now than ever, and part of that feels as though it's because I'm an adult now, right? And I've come into awareness of everything that's going on in the world, and I really care about it. But I think we all are feeling this certain sense of responsibility, duty, to our fellow humans, as we should, as I believe we should. But within space, there's also this element of the space we take up in the world, emotionally, physically, energetically. What space are you allowed? What rules of space have you set for yourself that maybe no one else has actually set? And what rules are you ready to change? Whoa! So many just flipped out. One flipped out face up. I'm gonna grab him. Okay. Our card today, and there are the bells, is the Death card. The Death card is a picture of Death riding on horseback into a town, a flag in his hand, and of course his mark left behind him, Death trailing where he goes. We see individuals sick, children on their knees, and a religious figure almost begging in front of Death. And the flag is actually really standing out to me, and I've never paid much attention to it before. It's a black flag with the white, almost flower symbol on it. Flags are such an interesting phenomenon. It is something that is idolized and almost worshipped as an emblem of the thing itself, right? The same way a picture of the crucifixion is worshipped and prayed to as an emblem of Christ's actual crucifixion in a church, the American flag is quite literally put on a pedestal, at least in America, as something to be worshipped, as an emblem of this non-material thing that we are all supposed to believe in. This is so interesting because I do think there is a message in this of turning away from the things that we falsely idolize in our life, right? That the idea of worshiping a nation over the self, over whatever God or source you believe in, over our actual neighbors and people that we should care about is ludicrous. Interesting word choice there. But also the idea that Death is the one holding the flag in this picture, those that are waving the flag are holding on to this idea of dogma and honestly, like our idea of what the nation has been, of what the world has been, what it should look like, what we need to return to. It makes me think of Make America Great Again, right? Like this idea that progress is bad and that those that are holding the flag are holding on to the past, but are also the ones that are the signal of Death itself, that something is dying, something is leaving, something is decaying. Now, the important thing to remember with the Death card is that it is always, always a sign of rebirth. It is creating a vacuum for something else to come in. I don't know if we've seen the full death yet. I think we're beginning. I think we're feeling the effects of the onset of all of these things. And as much as the death card is really, really difficult to process, like everything that's happening right now, it always carries a promise. A promise of hope. We can see in the background of the card, I'll hold it up to the camera for those of you watching, this sun peeking over the village in the distance. Whenever this death does happen, we must hold on and ground into our community, what we know to be right, what we believe in, and the hope that that brings, that our collective power together brings. As we move into our mantra today, inspired by the Death card, our theme of space that manifests as justice and anything that you may have brought into today's session, our mantra is going to be, I ground into hope. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of, I ground into hope. Okay. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, high ground in to hope. For our practice today, I want you to write something down that you are hopeful about. And it can be anything that brings you this sense of hope. The Emily Dickinson poem, Hope is the Thing with Feathers, just came to mind, and it is such a beautiful poem that hope is the thing that raises us, that gives us wings to fly. It is the thing with feathers. Whatever you choose to write down, actually write it down. Don't just call it to mind. I think sometimes that can be a helpful practice, but I want us to practice today bringing our beliefs into this reality, manifesting them here and now through the action of writing it down. I am feeling called to read Hope is the Thing with Feathers, so indulge me as I give you a reading of one of my favorite Emily Dickinson poems. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. This is considered poem 314 by Dickinson. And I would love to hear what you think about that in the comments down below. And also, if you want to share whatever you write down as the thing that is bringing you hope, and if you want to pop it in the comments as a way to write it down too, that is more than encouraged. But let me know what you think of that poem, how it sits with you, and what you're hopeful for. Thank you all so very much for joining me today, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching to the podcast, please follow, like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. All of these are the very best ways to support Our Daily Ritual and the Cohere Collective, and it makes me happy. A big thank you to Podington Bear for Our Daily Ritual's theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.